If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
My friends, welcome back. It is the Christopher Manti radio program. I am your humble host here for 60 minutes of frivolity and education, and hopefully you have a blast of a time and your brain enjoys it a lot. That is why I am here on the Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationmedia.com, conservativenationmedia.com. Please go there, check out all our programming anytime. You can listen live if there's a broadcast or download from the archives. It'll direct you where to go. You can listen to this program or any of our others anytime. We are fully optimized for your smartphone, so there is no excuse whatsoever. I don't want to hear it. All right, so get into all of our programs. Spread the word, please. Tell your friends. Twitter. You can follow us at CNR Show. CNR Show. Facebook, of course, we're there. Just type in Conservative Nation Radio. And my own program is a Facebook page as well. Type in Manti Show. Okay? And that's where you will find us. Of course, ChristopherManti.com for all of my comings and goings, updates about my life and missions. Happy to be joined by yourself, wherever you are, whatever day it is, whether it's live right now on this Friday evening, 20th of September, or not, whenever it is, hope I find you well. Thanks for tuning in to the Manti program. As always, here to serve. Remember, like I say, all week we have programming here, so I hope you're listening to all our wonderful shows, including, might as well run them down now that I'm thinking about it. We have Soldier of Patriotism, Sundays at 4. We have a new show called American by Design, but not from a new host. This is a former co-host of our longest running program. Now he's striking out on his own, Bing Fisher. American by Design, Sunday at 6. So you got a doubleheader every Sunday. 4 p.m. Eastern, and then 6 p.m. Bam, bam, double shot. On Mondays, start the work week with Inside Tennessee with veteran Dave Vance, 8 o'clock Eastern on Monday. Tuesdays at 8, you've got Women Patriots, our tremendous show of the great Champions of Liberty, Brenda Ward, Barbara Buffing. Also 8 p.m., of course. Radio Free America with the outstanding Duke Brooks. Wednesdays and Thursdays, a brand new show called Second Amendment Forum. Excellent program with Maxwell Roberts. Of course, that's 8 p.m. Also Thursday. And then me, Fridays and then Saturday, wrap it up with New Wise Conservatism, 4 p.m. on Saturday. Okay, so keep all that in mind. Any day you tune in, there will be a program for you, either live right now or archived for your convenience. Please take advantage, will you please? Thank you. Thank you very much. And, of course, never forget Trinity Media Online and our new project, wingsoftheeagle.com. Preparation is the word of the day. That's what we'll be hitting on today over and over and over. And it's critical. It's not negotiable. It's just something you think you can float through this world and everything's going to be hunky-dory and you die and that's it. Well, if you're the luckiest 1% in the history of planet Earth, maybe. But if not, you owe it to yourself and your family and your God, assuming you follow him, to prepare. Tonight's program will focus on that question and the danger of not being prepared, specifically for persecution, Christian persecution. One of my goals, of course, here on the program is to highlight the church being persecuted throughout the world. And that's the church corporately. That means any Christian. And most of the time it's at the hands of Muslims, unfortunately, but that's just the truth. And all kinds of bad stuff going down in this world because of the hatred of Jesus and his followers. Has always been true throughout history. It's never going to change, and we do not get to escape from it. To know the Lord is to have persecution. You do not get out of it. Certainly not en masse, as some teachings would have you believe. There is a time of trouble coming. And if you are on the earth when it begins, you will go through it. You don't get to go away. So I'll go into the dangers of that. Of that mindset and mentality of not being prepared. Of just not even bringing it up or afraid to talk about it or not being taught it. Not going to get away with it here. All right. And of course, lots of conservatives today are very happy that there's a the House of Representatives has voted to, again, defund Obamacare. This time piggybacked on a budget resolution to keep the government open, debt ceiling, and all that good stuff. So I'm going to basically just touch on that and try to find out why that matters. You think it matters? It does not. None of it does. Are you happy that there's some victory today? You're foolish. You're foolish. So there's that. And then the final thing is something I want to lead off with here. It's a big, big deal. Yesterday, you may have seen Pope Francis. I'm not a Catholic, but you very well may be who are listening to me. I grew up in the Catholic Church. I'll set that up in a second. You all saw, I'm sure, the Pope's very, to put it mildly, strange comment. Confusing about the focus on, quote unquote, the social issues about abortion, homosexuality, and contraception, and it's all through the lens of some type of media, even if it's friendly media, but it seemed very, the left, even the leftist Catholics out there, are trumpeting this, and the pro-abort, who is that, NARAL, or one of the pro-death lobbyists, were just so happy that he was saying this, and they took it as a sign of the Catholic Church is changing their tune on abortion. This is all just basically very confusing because I don't see that. I don't see him saying that, although it is very mealy-mouthed and lukewarm, frankly, tepid. You know, he's just he seems to be a very humble and unassuming type of person, you know. So that kind of comes out in these comments, but I really think he is making a big mistake, to say the least, about being ambiguous in any respect about abortion in general, but about all these issues, really. So I have a question for Pope Francis. Any Pope, actually, because none of them have done it that I know of. Granted, there haven't been that many since Roe versus Wade, but. And of course, other countries have legal abortion also. But why let the question linger one second longer? Why should anyone have any doubt about what the church, the Catholic version of it, thinks? Why not just come out for abolition? Say it. Say the word, Pope Francis. Say it. Abolish all abortion throughout the world, period. That is our position. Say that, if you believe it. But he's never said it, and I've never heard either anybody who, since I've been alive, say that. You always hear, oh, culture of life, respect, dignity, and that's all good. And those are all logical reasons to abolish. But they never come out and say it. Why? Why? That's clear teaching. That's Christ-like. Sounds to me like they're afraid of offending someone. Who? Your enemies are going to be your enemies. When you speak truth boldly in the Spirit of God, you will have more people respecting and following you. You will get more disciples. You will get more converts. Because the Spirit will be clear, not ambiguous. As R.C. Sproul says, Jesus' life was a storm of controversy. To avoid controversy is to avoid Christ. And unfortunately, that's what this Pope is doing. It's a shame. It's a shame. Again, I don't fault the guy. I don't know him. I mean, I know what he's said and things. I have very, very, very close friends and family who are major Catholics who will defend him to the death. No matter what he says, it's all good, right? That's annoying. But, you know, he doesn't seem to be a bad person or a reprobate or some kind of usurper. But still, I mean, come on, guy. Let's go here. Let's go. The hour is late. Hour's late. I mean, look, how did Jesus talk about anything? Much less the big issues, the duh issues. Have you not read? Right? You generation of vipers. And then he turned over some tables at the temple. Our Lord was not some prissy, soft-spoken man. God. Okay? He spoke with authority, right? Authority. They wondered at what authority he should speak with. How dare he, right? That's what we're supposed to speak like. Because we do have the authority. We have the authority to say abolish abortion forever. Let it never be done again. There is no reason to do it, no excuse to do it. You are violating Christianity if you have one, if you preach that it's okay, if you perform them, if you legislate in favor of it, you're in violation. And you're defrocked. if you're a part of the Catholic Church and you disobey. How about that? That's a start. Conservative Nation Radio Network. This is the Christopher Manti Radio Show. We will take a break. Be back in just a moment.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationmedia.com, you are a conservative. You love America just like we do. And you don't want to get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. Now, since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything you want, from patriotic gear to survival necessities, to outfit and protect you and your family. And your pipeline to all of those essentials is right here, conservativenationmedia.com. Just go to our website, conservativenationmedia.com, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That's Patriot Depot. Click on that, and it will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all of your conservative and emergency survival needs. So wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds, starting right now. Just go to conservativenationmedia.com. Click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Conservative Nation Radio, where America always wins. Now, Conservative Nation Radio is fully 100% optimized for your smartphone right now. Regardless if you have the Android, iPhone, any version, BlackBerry, you name it, you are optimized right now. You can download all of our podcasts or listen to us live wherever you are, whenever you want. Same great shows, same great people. Now fully optimized for your smartphone. It's conservativenationmedia.com, fully optimized for you.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
All right, patriots and preachers and preppers and all you other folks, welcome back to the Christopher Manti radio program. It is I, your humble host. Hopefully you are educated, enlightened, entertained. Maybe a little annoyed. Who knows? That's all right. We'll take that. 42 minutes left in the program. We're just getting cranked up here. I'm riding the Pope a little bit. And that is okay. So, like I was saying before the break, I was not talking out of school here, I don't think. I was born and raised in a Catholic church through age 15, approximately, through confirmation and beyond, if you know the sacraments of the Catholic Church. I was into it, man. I was ready to rock. I wanted to be a priest. At one point, I went to Catholic school through sixth grade, from kindergarten, pre-K through sixth grade, up in New Jersey. And at various points, I went to mass, as we call it, mass twice a day, especially during like Lent and Advent and all these times before the big holidays. I was into it. I was totally on board. So it's not as if on some hater or some ignoramus who doesn't know what I'm talking about. Just because I criticize the Pope doesn't mean anything. Now, I have since left that denomination because I've realized that it's just another denomination of among many, and it has its faults. Some of them are extreme faults. Now, I believe all denominations have faults. I'm not an adherent at all, other than I'm a Christian, and that's it. And that's all God wants us to be perfectly honest. Feel free, if you're at home in a denomination, call yourself that. That's fine. but realize that the word of men means nothing. I don't care who the man is or woman. Their word is nothing. God's word is everything. No one can be trusted. Let God be true and every man a liar, right? You don't believe it? Isn't that biblical? Let's verify. Live on the air. Book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 4. Let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Oh my. Let's do the NASB to update that. Let God be found true, though every man be found a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified in your words and prevail when you are judged. It's correct. You can't do it on your word because you're a liar. Pope Francis, Christopher Manti, you listening to me now. Every man. Only God can be trusted. Okay, anyways, that's one of the reasons why I'm not a Catholic. So, and that's fine. All right, it's fine. Relax. And I'm going to relax. So why doesn't Pope call for abolition? Why doesn't he call? I mean, I assume he wants that. I've never seen anything otherwise from any pope that I, you know, the last three here that I followed. But I'm sure they would be thrilled if there were no more abortions in the world. Why not say that? Why not say it's our official position that we want it abolished in every country? And all Catholics should agree. It's a duh thing, isn't it? Duh. If you're against it, it shouldn't be illegal. Anyway, this is wishy-washiness. This is lukewarmness. This is growing stale. All right? This is why people kind of snicker. And even the leftists are feel justified in crowing about these kinds of statements because they're ambiguous. There's no clarity, no leadership. Sorry to say. There's no leadership on this. And by the way, this isn't the only thing. There was a prayer for Syria, I guess, last week or so when the bombs are going to start falling and before great hero Vladimir Putin steps in, right? And dictates to the world. All of a sudden, he's the leader. Very seminal event, by the way. Our pal Glenn Beck called it the day that America failed. The day we fell off the perch, that we're no longer in charge. Right? We're no longer the preeminent nation. Could be that exact moment when Putin started calling the shots. Look, I mean, I was against, you can't really be for arming these insane jihadist rebels. It's evil versus evil. There's no question about it. And I was not for, another war there, especially in light of Isaiah 17. But how can you equivocate on the real issue? And the Pope, came out with a prayer for understanding and peace to prevail and all these nice things where, by the way, Christians there are getting slaughtered. Nobody cares. Not even the Pope, apparently. That's what gets me. The only solution to the Syria crisis or any other crisis in the Middle East is conversion. When the leaders and the people convert to Christianity, that's when it will end. Pope knows that, right? I hope he does. Has to. Call for it. Call for that. But unfortunately, I think this satanic spirit is pervasive and throughout this world, and that fear creeps into your mind. God forbid you would say such a thing. Well, a leader would say it. Duh. Then why won't we all be Muslims and atheists and abort our, you know, sacrifice our babies, and we should be all right with God, right? Obviously not. Obviously not. So I want my suggestion and my prayer, really, is for the Pope and all Catholics to become leaders, not followers. We follow the Lord, of course, and we are his emissaries and ambassadors in this world. And our world is growing darker, not lighter, more satanic, not more Christian. It's because we're not leading it. So take up that torch. Take it up and tell the truth boldly. Speak truth to power, no matter who it is. You say abolish. You say you're an abolitionist. You say it must be illegal in every country to kill your baby. Otherwise, you're not Christian. You say the only solution for the Middle East is conversion. The Holy Spirit to come and make them followers of Jesus Christ. That's the solution. That's what a leader would do. So we wait. And wait. And wait. And hopefully you would rethink, if you are a Catholic listening, this, if you do support the Pope no matter what he does, it's all good. And there must be some misunderstanding if, well, just tell him to be clear, crystal clear. Believers and non-believers alike should have no misunderstanding. Go on worldwide radio, go on a talk show circuit, really be different. Go on, you know, you have a Twitter feed, use it. Use it. You got the biggest bully pulpit in the world, really. I mean, one of them at least. There's some real opportunities there to gain some souls. Not everyone can be one in the same way. You have to use all the ways. All the ways. Right? Am I off base here? I don't know. I don't think so. Need some leadership, the head of the church, regardless of denomination. Maybe you're just a Joe Christian who reads the Bible and tries to live right. Maybe you're the next leader. God knows we need it. We need pastors, prophets, those who are unafraid to prepare and to speak, to defend the faith once delivered to the saints. The saints are you. Christopher Manti Radio Program, Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationmedia.com. CNR Show is Twitter, our Twitter handle. Follow it, please, and we'll follow you back. CNR Show. Oh, by the way, email me if you want throughout the week at any time, Christopher@conservativenationmedia.com. Christopher@conservativenationmedia.com. And when we return from our brief hiatus, we'll talk about, again, this things in government that happens today, and I want to tell you why it doesn't matter, about Obamacare and defunding and debt ceilings and all this rigmarole, and then the danger of not being prepared for coming persecution. We'll be back in just a moment.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
You're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, and thank you for your service.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to tn4action.com. That's TN, the number 4, action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, action.com, to stand for America now.
Kevin Wade, and you're listening to the Christopher Manti Show on Conservative Nation Radio.
Yes, you are listening to the Christopher Manti Show, Conservative Nation Radio, conservativenationmedia.com, and we are the final resistance. Welcome back to the program. 25 minutes and you have lost me again for the week. Christopher at Conservative Nation Radio. Again, conservativenationmedia.com. I got it. By the way, you can always go to conservativenationradio.org. That's fine. It's the same location. The address will still work fine. But we've upped the ante a bit, expanding out to new territories, new horizons with conservativenationmedia.com. So please go there and email me at that domain whenever you want. Okie dokie. So thank you. If you are listening live right now, 36 minutes after the hour on September 20th, 2013, there is a chat room open at the bottom of the page. Feel free to sign in and talk it up. Can't guarantee that I'll be paying attention to it, but if there are other folks in there, have a lively talk. Talk amongst yourselves. Okay? That's fantastic. So thank you very, 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 very much for joining me. I sincerely appreciate your time. So we are back into it. And of course, as you have surely heard, the House of the United States, controlled by Republican Party, has once again defunded Obamacare, or attempted to. From their side, they have. And now they just wait for the Senate to do the same. The Senate's not going to do the same. Okay? Look, it's great that you did it. Fine. You're taking a stand. Obamacare, of course, is a tyrannical piece of legislation. It's liberty killing. It's oppressive. It's all of that stuff. Terrible for the economy, draining. All that stuff. There's nothing that it's purports to do. Great. It should be defunded, no doubt. So aside from filibustering, which apparently Mr. Ted Cruz is willing to do on the Senate side, what can you do? I mean, you're not going to change the votes, or not enough. Look, you don't even just need a majority in the Senate, which you won't get. Because the progressive leftists are single-minded. There's no turning back on this. Unless they offer single payer instead, they'd vote for to get rid of Obamacare. But until the socialism really comes 1,000% in with single payer, they're never going to do it. Not enough of them. You're never even going to get 51 votes in the Senate, much less the 67 you would truly need, because Obama's going to veto, even if it does get through by some miracle, whether it be the debt ceiling or this Obamacare defunding, whatever, stuff that he doesn't want to do. He's a dictator mindset, right? He's an authoritarian. What he wants is going to happen, period. And he's going to use the rules when he can and go around the rules when he has to. He'll do both. So nothing's going to change. He's going to veto it, and unless 2/3 of both houses override the veto, no way that's happening. None. Zero. That's 67 votes in the Senate. So it's a waste of time in that respect. Nothing's going to happen. So that's your update, and my comment on it is, do you think it really matters? I mean, do you think any of this matters? I was listening to Mark Levin this morning. Of course, he has a new book out called The Liberty Amendments. It's a fine exercise in mental exercise. Think through what it would actually take to get worthwhile amendments to the Constitution and protections in there. Have the states actually be heard and go around the behemoth of the federal government, but that's not going to happen either. And his point was, well, at least somebody's thinking of something, it has an idea, and not just complaining. I definitely agree with that. But his conclusion was, if this doesn't work, it's over. You know, what if this? What if there is a convention of the states and a supermajority of them, you know, is required to do anything? So what is it, 17? I think it is, just need to be opposed to any one thing and it won't happen. You know, if 17 states won't get behind a Second Amendment, you know, then it's over anyway. There is no constitutional republic to begin with. There's nothing to save right now. It's been like, for instance, the debt ceiling situation. Oh, debt ceiling. Yeah, nobody wants to increase it. They're going to do it anyway. As our president readily points out, it's been done 100 times now. 100. 100. Not in wartime. Right? Okay, that is an excuse, maybe. We need to go into debt because we got to fight this existential war, and we're going to, country's in under threat, and you can't worry about money right now. I get that. I can process that. But anything short of that, I can't process. But yet, we're going whole hog into that mindset for decades. Decades. You know, you can make an argument that we lost the country when Medicare and Medicaid were passed. Because that was the beginning of socialist, you know, the state being preeminent over the individual and taking responsibility for individual, you know, people until they're dead. So, and that's where the finances really went off the rails. So there's really nothing much to save. I think a lot of us are in denial about where we are, about not only the time of history that we're in, but what country you're actually living in. There is no great silent majority. I'm sorry, I used to believe there was, but there is not. The majority is against us. They each have their reasons. They might be hardcore, progressive, dedicated, leftist, communist, radicals. Some of them are. Some of them just don't care. Some of them want their free stuff and leave them alone. Of course, it's not free, but they think it's free. Some want to have 1,000 babies and live on welfare all their lives and milk the system, and that's fine with them. They don't care. They don't think it's hurting anyone. Low information voters, right? They elect people who don't know what they're doing or are contrary to their interests. There's more of them than there are of us. And there's no way to reverse that. And this is the tide of the world. This is not just America. It's happening everywhere. Yeah, once in a while you'll get in a conservative, quote-unquote, government. That doesn't last. And it's do they really institute, you know, pro-liberty protections for folks? No. What was it? Manage the decay? That was a good phrase from the last election cycle. Tooth decay has set in. You pull the tooth. That's the solution. So, not to be a negative Nancy here, but I think we got to really get some perspective here. I don't care. I mean, I love Ted Cruz. I love Rand Paul. I love Mike Lee. Louis Gohmert, who's a dude from South Carolina with the slicked hair. Crud, I forget now. So, yes, I mean, they're good people, but they're an extreme minority. There are only certain areas of the country who would even have a chance of electing people like that. So, I mean, my state would never would. It's over here. The whole Northeast is lost, politically speaking. So there's no, and we have too many. The population's too high. There's no reversing it. And you know, if they ever get some kind of Dream Act or whatever in, that's a whole new guaranteed voting block, and they don't have to even worry about us regular Americans anymore, even pandering to us, you know. There you go. So just keep in mind the perspective of it all. And when we come back, we'll talk about the last topic of the night, which is preparation and the cost of not doing so. Be right back. Let me tell you about LifeLock. Now, one of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can even recover at all. Don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24/7, 365. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. Now, to protect your identity with LifeLock now and get 10% off of their great service, just go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com. Click on the LifeLock banner. You will be very glad that you did. Remember, Conservative Nation Radio is now fully optimized for your smartphone, anyone you might have, including Android, iPhone, BlackBerry, any of the others. You are fine listening to us anytime, any place. You can download our podcast, listen to us live wherever you are, whenever you want. Same great show, same great people, now fully optimized for your smartphone. ConservativeNationMedia.com. All right, welcome back, folks. This is the final segment of the Christopher Manti radio program. I appreciate you being here with me. One last thing to talk about. But I know I mentioned last segment about the Northeast being being lost, and I must mention something good about our region, Vermont, of course, home to those crazy leftists, Ben and Jerry. But man, did they make some awesome ice cream. Holy smokes. I enjoy that as much as I possibly can. And actually, earlier today, I was enjoying some, what the heck was it? Chocolate overload? No, just something to that effect. Decadence? No. Indulgence? I don't know. Something like that. Anyway, everything they have is totally awesome. Mad ups. Ben and Jerry's ice cream. All right, just want to throw that in there. Manti Show, one more segment, and I'm out. Preparation. What is the danger of not being prepared for persecution? That's my take on it. Well, here's the thing. If you're never told it, if you're never told, I'm talking religiously now, if your church doesn't prepare you, what's going to happen when it begins? What are you going to say? How are you going to react? How are you going to handle it? Not to say you need someone's help to prepare, but maybe you think you're going to be raptured out of here. You don't have to face any of this stuff. But then when it begins, you're going to be angry, aren't you? You're going to be ticked off. You're going to go right to your church and say, why the hell didn't you tell me this? You're supposed to know. Right? Or, for instance, in the Catholic or Orthodox tradition where they also teach the same imminence doctrine. In other words, Christ could return at any moment. There's nothing else that has to happen first, right? It's just, he might come back. So it's all good, right? The next thing is always good. You never have to suffer. There's no great tribulation for you or the church today in general, right? Well, there is a great tribulation. And yes, it'll come from many sources. It'll come from Islam. It will come from socialism. It will come from aggressive states. It will come from your own family. How are you going to be prepared to be an overcomer if you don't think there's anything to overcome? How do you know if you think, oh, everything's going to be fine no matter what? I don't need to stock up on ammo or food or water or have insurance or, right? I don't need that. Whatever. It'll be fine, right? Whatever. Somebody will take care of me. You know, whatever. Somebody will be there. They will take care of me. Oh, my rich uncle. Oh, my parents. Oh, my kids will make sure nothing happens. Oh, my government will make sure I'll be fine. Oh, my Jesus is going to rapture me out of here. Or, oh, I'm a good person. My good works will be rewarded in that time. I have no worries about that. Right? Does that define you at all? I think it defines the vast majority of our nation and our world. They are not prepared for what's to come. They are not prepared. I'm going to do a show one of these days about why the mindset of the imminence is so dangerous, scripturally speaking. We'll go into all the relevant scriptures about it. What God expects of you and all of us is not okay to just coast on cruise control. It is not okay. When it does happen, it might not happen to you personally. It might happen to your kids. But it might happen to you, and it might be a year from now. Or a month from now. Or tomorrow. It's a tinderbox right now, this world. At any time, as soon as things are ready to go, they will go. Our economy, I mean, you saw the Fed this week again playing their game, artificially inflating the bubble. Printing more and more and more and more while our debt goes up and up and up. It's all a ruse. It's not real. The bubble will burst. And it just will. Just a matter of time. And when you couple that with the rest of the world being tied to us, our dollars, it's a disaster. It's a global disaster. What are you going to do? I mean, that's just the beginning. What happens when, you know, we're not the most powerful nation? What happens when we're no longer a nation, period? What happens when the dark forces of this world come into that vacuum and assume our power and divide up the world into 10 prefectures, 7 regions with 10 kings? What's going to happen then to your non-prepared self? You're going to freak out? Do you know who to contact? Have you made friends with the right people? Or are you just watching the news and think that's good enough? Well, it's not good enough. We have to watch. That's a commandment from God. Watch. I mean, look, I talked about this before. Look at the whole of human history. Right now, in these past, 200 years, past 100, past 50, especially, we are the most blessed people in the history of planet Earth. And now we're starting to lose that, those blessings. That's all part of the plan. But point is, we are an anomaly on this world. It's not the norm to live 100 years in relative comfort and opulence and riches and health. The opposite is true. At any moment, the beast from within can come out of your fellow human beings. You see it every day in the cities of this country. Look what happened in Chicago last night. Oh, by the way, I'm sure your mainstream media told you all about the mass shooting. Chicago, even a 3-year-old was involved. Shot in the head. That's human beings. That's your flesh being itself. And any moment it could degenerate into that in your town. Are you prepared for that? Not just that physical reality of that, the spiritual reality of that. And what happens when you are blamed for the condition of the world? You and your Christianity, your former Christians will leave you in droves, and your own family will deliver you up to the government and to the satanic councils. This requires prayer and meditation and preparation. I hope you do it. I hope you are salt and light in this dark world. We'll see you next week.